Birmingham, Alabama city employees did not get their usual 4% cost of living raise this year. Instead, they got something that nearly everyone thinks is better, a 4-day work week. The policy began July 1st, and Carolyn Turner, who's worked with the city for 8 years, can already see the improvement in her office.
Most of everybody I run into in the morning when I'm coming in at 7, they love it. They're happy, energetic, enthused. You just see a difference in the employees' attitudes. I mean, it could be because this is new and exciting, but everybody just seems so excited and refreshed.
Traditionally, American businesses work 8-hour days, 5 days a week. But the idea of a longer workday and a shorter work week to save fuel and money is gaining popularity with city and state governments across the country. In Wisconsin, road crews are putting in fewer days. 80% of Utah's state employees will go on a 4-day work schedule next month, and lawmakers in Alaska, Arkansas, Idaho, and New Mexico are considering legislation to move government workers to a 4-day work week. However, unlike a similar plan in Avondale, Arizona, in which City Hall is now closed on Fridays, Birmingham city offices will remain open all week. Deborah Vance, the mayor's chief of staff, says participation in the 4-day plan is optional, and most departments, with the exceptions of police and fire, have opted to stagger their schedules.
We've asked them to look to Mondays and Fridays primarily, but of course we have some situations where people have opted to take either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday off. We're not shutting down city business just to do this.
In fact, Carolyn Turner notes that having 2 more hours during her workday means she's able to provide extended service before and after regular business hours. And she says working a little longer doesn't bother her when she knows she'll have an extra day off.
I chose Monday, and I get to take care of a lot of business and things like that, and also to relax around the house. And also, when I'm driving in the morning, the traffic is not as bad. So that's a really good thing. Of course, saving on gas, that's wonderful. It's just good. Even when I come in to work at 7, there's not a whole lot of people here, and the phones are not just constantly ringing, which allows me more time to dedicate to my work and paperwork and things like that.
While the abbreviated work week helps city employees save on gas, Deborah Vance says it has an even larger impact on the municipal government. That, she says, will help citizens save twice, since their tax dollars pay for the city's energy costs.
A large part of our, in terms of fuel expense, comes from the Public Works Department. Public Works consumes, maybe more than a quarter of the fuel that we use. So for Public Works to be the largest department to participate, we will realize, of course, at the end of the year, a direct savings in fuel.
That savings is currently estimated at $1 million. And Vance says there are also environmental savings.
It's been exciting for us to be, I think, one of the first cities to make the decision to enact a policy that we believe is responsible in times where it's just costing people more to drive. And in a place like Birmingham, where there's a lack of mass transit, coming up with a solution that gets more cars off the road and certainly less emissions, I think is just better for the entire region.
And, says Mayor Larry Langford, there are social benefits, especially for a city like Birmingham, wrestling with a high crime rate.
I now have mamas and daddies back at home to spend time with their own children. And I'm looking at it to impact crime as well as save them money. The more mamas and daddies I can have at home acting like mamas and daddies, I don't have to hire a cop. It costs $100,000 from the minute we bring in a brand new police officer, equip him, salary, and all. So the more mamas and daddies at home with their kids, the less cops I got to hire.
Other segments of the economy, such as private business owners, have picked up on the many benefits of a 4-day work week, too. According to a May survey from the Society of Human Resource Management, one quarter of American businesses are offering flexible schedules to help workers offset the cost of fuel. Larry Langford isn't surprised.
The problem is not unique to Birmingham. It's not unique to the state of Alabama. Throughout the world, we have abused what God has given us to the point that nature is now fighting back. We don't get the message in this country. You can't keep taking, taking, taking until you reach a point where even the whole system, the earth itself, is going to rebel against us. We still have a chance to reverse the process, but it's up to us now to get real serious about it.
I'm Erica Celeste in Birmingham, Alabama.